先看视频吧。
Watch the video first.
文化求异。
Cultural diversity.
文明趋同。
Civilization convergence.
这样的一句话。
This is a sentence.
我们今天社会上99%的人是不理解的。
Today, 99% of people in society don't understand.
董事会拿我们，还有我们三千年。
这位啊，一上来就跟骑驴的那位一样啊。
They always act like us and our 3,000-year-old colleague are the ones who are always starting things.
说咱们只有三千年的文明。
We have only 3,000 years of civilization.
你看他还说的理所应当的啊，小学生都知道我们是5,000年的文明。
You mean he's saying it's obvious, right? Even elementary school students know that we are a 5,000-year-old civilization.
一个博士不知道吗？
Doesn't he know?
咱们考古发现了5,300多年前的巨大的宫殿。
We have discovered a huge palace from over 5,300 years ago during our archaeological excavation.
还有水利系统。
There is also a water system.
有大量的玉器啊。
There are also a lot of jade artifacts.
这都是我们中华文明存续的铁证啊。
These are all the irrefutable evidence for the survival of Chinese civilization.
他这他就不认了。
He doesn't recognize him anymore.
他为啥不认呢？
Why doesn't he recognize me?
因为西方认为传统文明有三要素。
Because Westerners believe that traditional civilizations have three elements.
第一就是要有成熟的文字。
The first thing is to have mature writing.
这个咱们那时候还真没有。
We really didn't have that back then.
第二就是要有青铜器。
Secondly, you need to have bronze.
那个咱们有了啊。
We have it.
第三要有城市。
Third, there must be a city.
这个咱们也有了。
We have it too.
所以西方就说呢。
So, the West says,
咱们那时候没有文字。
We didn't have writing back then.
所以就不算文明。
Therefore, it is not considered civilized.
首先呢，算不算文明。
First, we need to determine whether it is civilized.
都不用西方来定义啊。
Don't let the West define us.
咱们自己的文明自己来定义。
We define our own civilization.
其次呢，
Secondly,
这个西方在这方面的双标体现的那叫淋漓尽致。
This perfectly demonstrates the double standard of the West in this regard. Oh,
南美洲的印加文明也没有文字。
The Inca civilization in South America did not have writing.
西方就给他算文明了。
They say he's a civilized person.
中美洲的玛雅文明没有青铜器。
The Mayan civilization in Mesoamerica did not have bronze.
但是西方也给他算文明了。
However, the West also considers him civilized.
到咱们这儿
Come to our place.
咱们少了一个文字。
We are missing one word.
就不算文明。
Then it's not clear.
这不是双标是什么呀？西
Is this a double standard?
西方或者说公知口中的三千年是什么呢？
What is the 3,000 years that Westerners or the public are talking about?
自从商朝甲骨文开始，直接抹去了咱们前2,000年的文明啊。
This is like erasing the past 2,000 years of civilization starting from the oracle bone script of the Shang dynasty.
就是良渚、二里头、夏朝还有商朝前。
That's the Lianzhu culture of the Zier and Shang dynasties.
前期这2,000多年，为了俩脏钱。
In the early 2,000 years, for the sake of $2.
这帮人连祖宗都不认了，是吧？
Are these people not even recognizing their ancestors?
可以这么说啊。
That's right.
凡是说3,000年文明的，就是数典忘祖之徒。
Anyone who claims that civilization of 3,000 years is a misreading of history.
最讽刺的是
The most ironic thing is
2019年联合国教科文组织已经把我们5000年前的良渚古城遗址列入世界遗产目录了。
In 2019, UNESCO listed the Lianzhu ancient city ruins, which are 5,000 years old, on the World Heritage List.
联合国官方明确确认良渚为早期区域性国家。
The United Nations officially confirmed that Lianzhu was an early regional state.
联合国都认了啊。
Everyone agrees.
他还不认，这嘴是真硬啊。
He still doesn't realize that his mouth is really tough.
继续往下看啊。
Pete Boeing
总是会拿我们，还有我们三千年等等的。
Always comparing us with others, such as the 3,000 years old.
就来拒绝很多现代的普世文明。
Rejecting many modern universal civilizations.
其实我们每个国家有独特的文化。
Actually, each country has its own unique culture.
这是理所当然。
This is a given.
但是文明一定是共同。
But civilization must be shared.
你看是不是又是熟悉的味道啊
？Do you smell that familiar scent?
普世文明来了啊
！The universal civilization has arrived.
这不就是公知的套路吗
？Isn't this just a common trick？
这段我懒得批了啊。
I don't want to bother with this。
看看现在西方混成啥样了。
What's the current situation in the West like？
不就都懂了吗
？Don't you all understand？
然后他又开始说金家的事儿啊。
And he started talking about the Jin family again。
咱们的邻居，那不现在还是世袭制吗？
Is the system of hereditary succession still in place in our neighborhood?
金家王朝，对不对
？Is the Jin dynasty correct?
尽管他的国家的名字起得特别好听。
Although his country has a very beautiful name.
他咋不说英国的世袭贵族还在议会里边待着呢
？Why doesn't he mention that the hereditary nobles in Britain are still in the parliament?
他咋不说美国总统也能富一辈子
？Why doesn't he say that the U.S. president can also pay for a lifetime？
一辈子呢
？A lifetime。
没点新花样了。
I need some new ideas。
我看也是，接着往下看吧。
I guess I'll keep reading。
啊。
Oh。
咱们的海参崴在他们手里到现在还没还给我们。
Our Haisheng Hotel hasn't been returned to us yet, even though it's been in their possession for so long.
这就又开始挑事儿了啊。
He's starting to stir up trouble again.
大家记住了啊。
Everyone, remember this.
咱们两家是没有领土争端的。外东北这块确实是清政府签了不平等条约给割让了啊。
We too have no territorial disputes.The northeast region is indeed ceded to the king government through unequal treaties.
但是这个和香港不一样。
But this is different from Hong Kong.
外东北属于割让领土，香港大部分属于租界。租界的。
Outer northeast belongs to the ceded territory, most of which belongs to the leased territory.
到时候需要还回来，割出去的就拿不回来了。
Once it's been taken, it won't be returned.
咱们要往前看。
Let's look forward to the future.
不能一直往后看。
You can't always look back.
如果可以无限制往回倒的话。
If I could rewind infinitely.
清朝当年打下了那么多江山。
The Qing dynasty conquered so many lands.
难道都要还回去是吗
？Are they all going to return it?
再往前倒的话
Going back further,
商朝时期中国才那么大一点地儿
During the Shang Dynasty, China was only a small area.
其余地方都要找人还回去
The rest of the places need to be returned.
为什么
Thank you.
还给谁呢
Who to give it to?
话说回来啊
Speaking of which,
咱们两家在2004年签署了国界补充协定。
In 2004, our two countries signed a border agreement.
双方自此在法律上确认，所有的历史领土争议已经彻底解决啊。
Both sides have now legally confirmed that all historical territorial disputes have been completely resolved.
现在有的人要无视法律，无。
Some people are now ignoring the law.
无视联合国，想要私自翻旧账。
Ignoring the United Nations attempt to reopen old wounds.
这是在反对什么？
What are you opposing?
大家想一想啊。
Think about it, everyone.
这不就是其心可诛吗？
Is this not the same as the Analects of Confucius?
真要听他的了啊。
I really have to listen to him.
去跟大毛要外东北去。
Go to the big mouse house in northeast.
那甭说啊。
That's not the point.
肯定打起来，想都不用想。
Definitely, there's no need to think about it.
这要是一打起来，谁赢谁输放一边，他们一家人在美国了。
Who wins and who loses? Let's put that aside. They are all Americans now.
他拍屁股走了。
He walked away with his buttocks.
把咱们全国老百姓拖入战争。
Pull our entire nation into war.
这就是他口中的为老百姓讲话，是吗？
Is this what he meant by the people speaking to him?
然后又提图门江啊。
Then there's the Titan River.
我们的图门江出海口全部被堵住了。
Our port at the mouth of the Taman River has been completely blocked.
对吧
?Right?
首先图门江那个水很浅的啊。
First, the river in Tumen is very shallow.
没有桥也过不去大船的。
You can cross the river even without a bridge.
如果要治理的话
If you were to govern,
需要花很长的时间斥巨资治理，不是一朝一夕的工程。
It takes a long time and a lot of money to manage. It's not a one-time project.
其次呢，今年5月20号
Secondly, on May 20th of this year,
双方联合声明已经说了
Both sides have agreed on the joint business.
在谈了啊，这些大国之间的博弈啊。
When discussing the game between these major powers,
手里都有各种各样的筹码。
Everyone has their own chips.
任何一个国家都不可能被人拿捏。
No country can be conquered.
对不对
？Is it right?
图门江现在是他们手里边为数不多的筹码了。
The Tumen River is now one of the few chips they have.
但凡有一个稍微有一点远见的领导人
However, any leader with a little foresight
都不可能把手中为数不多的筹码
It's impossible to use the few chips in hand.
拱手让人，对不对
Is it not right to give up?
这种大国之间的博弈不是一朝一夕的事儿。
This kind of game between major powers is not something that can be achieved overnight.
更不是你一个麦克的能管得了的事儿。
This is not something that a mere customer can handle.
你要想管啊，你
If you want to manage,
你自己去楼上劝他们去。
Go upstairs and persuade them.
或者你自己跑上。
Or run it yourself.
占领去也行啊。
It's okay to occupy.
不用跟着煽风点火的。
Don't follow those who stir up trouble.
你呀，就踏踏实实带你的货啊。
You just keep doing your job and delivering your goods.
卖你的课。
Sell your lessons.
现在不是拜你所赐。
Now it's because of you.
好多大学也开放了吗？
Have many universities also opened.
你就好好干你的游学班。
You should focus on your study abroad program.
还有夏令营。
There are also summer camps.
多在中国割点韭菜。
Cut some leaks in China.
多挣点钱。
Make more money.
好供你那三个小孩在美国藤校好好上学。
I'd like to provide you with 3 children to study in the U.S.
学，不该你管的事儿。
Things that are not your business.
那你就少掺和啊。
You should add some.
听他刚才开会。
Wait for him to finish his lecture.